So what a dramatic finish here at Clonus. A last-minute goal by David Clifford rescued Kerry just when they looked to be on their way out of the All-Ireland race. And Monaghan appeared to be on their way through the quarter-final for the first time. Well, it was just breathtaking stuff right at the end. Monaghan led all the way, led by their brilliant attacker, Conor McManus, who finished with a goal and 9 points. Rory Began, their goalkeeper, with four long-range frees. It looked Monaghan all the way, but sport and Gaelic football, well, they're so unpredictable. And this one finished in a flurry of unbelievable excitement as the brilliant Clifford netted from James O'Donoghue's assist in the fourth minute of stoppage time. It was 111 to 10 points in Monaghan's favour at half-time. McManus with the goal after just a minute's play, and he kept hitting the target along with Began from long-range frees. Sean O'Shea keeping Kerry in it from placed balls, but their front two, David Clifford and Paul Geaney, failing to fire, although Geaney did start to hit the target late in the opening half with a couple of neat points. He added a brilliant score in the second half as well. They narrowed the gap to a single point, but Monaghan pulled away again with McManus and Began on target. Carl O'Connell jumping up with a great point as well, but it was Stephen O'Brien and Anthony Maher who really injected a bit of life into Kerry's challenge just when it seemed they were on the way out. And right at the death, O'Donoghue sent Clifford in, and he beat Began with a low angle finish to the bottom corner of the net. So it finished here in Clonus with both sides level and both still fighting for All-Ireland survival and All-Ireland progression. It finished Monaghan a goal in 17, Kerry a goal in 17.